Broadcasting live from an Airstream somewhere in Tornado Alley, bringing you the people, places, and stories from the Panhandle to the Red River. This is your Only in Oklahoma show.
And welcome to the show. Today we're headed to what Southern Living called it, a storybook town, and it's right here in Oklahoma. Of course, we're talking about Carlton Landing. I'm Brett.
And I am Harley.
So, the winds, what is it, what's the, what do they say, is it the Ides of March? Is that why it's 30 degrees outside all of a sudden?
I don't know.
We got a couple weeks off. We had the spring-like temperatures. I don't mind, I don't know about you, I don't like a lot of heat. So I can deal, I like the mildness of the early spring. But man, they really shot us back into the icy tundra. It's freaking frigid.
Oklahoma weather is hard to get your arms around.
It really is. I think Will Rogers was wrong. If you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. I rarely like the weather, so I don't, and I'm very impatient. I don't know if I have a minute, but thank you for lending me a long sleeve shirt to wear with my shorts. I was, needless to say, underdressed for today's weather.
It may be cold today, yeah. And that may be causing you. It may be causing you to not be planning for your spring and summer activities.
Yeah,
but the place we're about to talk about is really something you need to plan for. We'll get to that right after this. So, in the podcast biz.
Yeah, the biz, as they say in the biz.
You have to promote your brand on a regular basis.
You have to.
You absolutely have to. And a lot of times, it is hard coming up with ideas of things that you can give away that, A, don't break the bank, because the bank is us.
The bank, yes.
And B, stand out a little bit. Stand out from the crowd. So, one of the things that I'm looking at...
Lip balm?
One of the things that you and I are trying to figure out right now is what other promotional products do we need to include?
How do we expand brand?
Exactly. So, I think one of the things that's real hot right now, personalized lip balms.
They are.
Or the hand sanitizers. Everybody gives away hand sanitizers.
Right now, hand sanitizers are chic. I personally know somebody that loves it, who can't go out anywhere without her lip balm or hand sanitizer. We've got a 1 gallon pump of hand sanitizer in the car right now.
Well, if you know somebody that is in the market for some new ideas for promotional products like us,
yes,
then our recommendation is that you check out Master Threads.
Absolutely. Master Threads, locally owned, locally operated. Are your promotional items out of style? Do you need an added flair? Hell, do you need a little pocket flashlight with your logo, your podcast logo, your team's logo on it? Then you need to call Master Threads for a free quote.
Absolutely. They can make the process super easy for you. Just give them a call. It's 405-673-3787.
Or check them out on the web at masterthreads.us. So I got to say, when you brought this to me, you said Carlton Landing. Okay? I'm listening.
No, you weren't listening. You did the Carlton dance.
I did the Carlton dance. I immediately went dun, 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 dun. But now I find out it's not unusual to find that there is a new urbanist town.
Dude, this place is... Okay, I'm going to just start off with... Sure. Oklahoma surprises me on a regular basis for the things that you find in Oklahoma that you don't expect to find in Oklahoma.
Now, I'm going to... Let me stop you there. You know, we've had conversations ad nauseum about how I act surprised too much, or I act like I don't know enough about the things that we talk about. I had no... Is it a fair assessment that neither one of us were expecting this?
Okay, I've lived in Oklahoma for a long time. I don't know. I'm old, and I've been here since I was not old.
Right.
I don't know how many years that is. It's a lot. But I would never expect a town that looks like it's out of
a Spielberg movie. Honestly.
It really does. Or like some planned Florida resort or something.
Or Pleasantville or the Truman Show. I mean, you expect to see howdy, neighbor. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. And so Carlton Landing is basically Oklahoma's newest old town or oldest new town.
Right.
I don't know how to describe it. It was designed for the same team that was responsible for the town of Rosemary Beach and Seaside, Florida.
It looks like you could transplant that at any Gulf Coast, anywhere in the United States. When I saw it, I thought, okay, is that where they, when I first saw it, I was like, is this where they filmed Goonies? Then I'm like, is this where they filmed A Perfect Storm? I mean, it looks like Oregon, it looks like Maine, it looks like Rhode Island.
It doesn't look like Oklahoma.
No, not at all.
So if you're looking for a place, a vacation home, or a place to get away inside of Oklahoma that transports you to someplace else,
yeah,
I definitely think you got to put this on the list.
Yes, and like I said earlier in the opening, Southern Living. Now, we've all heard of it, especially if you're from the South. They call this a storybook town, and it quite literally is. When you see that, I'm just going to keep going over on and on and on about it. When you see it, it is as picturesque as anything I've ever seen. It just doesn't look, it looks like it was designed on a 3D printer. I can't even describe it.
Okay, before we get too deep, let's kind of start with the history of how Carlton Landing came to be.
Okay.
So in 1971, Jack Carlton Humphreys and his wife Bonnie were on a road trip to Arkansas to meet some friends.
Right.
They stopped along the way at Lake Eufaula to meet some other friends,
mm-hmm.
not too far from where Carlton Landing is today.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the clear water, the rolling wooded hills, and the empty hillside. And Bonnie said, "I can see our grandkids playing in the sand and boating on this water. This lake is a special place."
And it really, I would say I'm speechless when I look at this place, but it just looks, I can't, how many stories, you know, we've talked to a lot of people that have put roots here in Oklahoma, and it started with a trip through on their way to somewhere else.
Absolutely. I mean, that is a regular occurrence. It happens almost every time we talk to somebody that started outside of Oklahoma and mm-hmm. moved here, it was a road trip.
White Dog Hill, the Stone Lion Inn.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
All started as a road trip.
Yeah. So this couple, they took the plunge right away, made an offer on the land in a lake house in the area. They wanted it to serve as like a generational tether to keep their large family kind of
right.
coming back to one place.
Mm-hmm.
So they did this for 15 years. And then their children, Grant and Jen Humphreys, had vacationed in like Seaside, Florida,
right.
around that area. Mm-hmm. And they really liked the charm and convenience of that community.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not familiar with Seaside, Florida, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's this round, purposely designed, close-knit community.
Mm-hmm.
And they started wanting to go to Eufaula more than they wanted to go to Florida, because Florida was 5 hours away and Florida was a plane trip away. So fast forward to 2007. Kirk Humphreys was buying land on Lake Eufaula and was able to assemble several key parcels of waterfront property that encompassed almost 1,700 acres of lakefront land that is beautiful. It has rolling hills.
Mm-hmm.
It has reliable water conditions, old growth forests,
yep.
and miles of natural undeveloped shoreline.
So a little trivia for you. You know we love trivia, especially when we get it right. Kirk Humphreys is the former mayor of Oklahoma City. Now, his son, Grant, is also in the development business. The Ferris wheel that's downtown, he's responsible for bringing the Ferris wheel to Oklahoma City. So the Humphreys family has spread out their knowledge, spread out their wealth, and has done a lot for bringing in tourism dollars and for developing some of the biggest draws to the state.
Well, Grant,
yeah.
on top of bringing us the Ferris wheel,
yeah.
The Ferris wheel, said after his father had bought this land, what if we created a seaside-like community right here on the lake and close to home And that is where the vision for Carlton Landing was born.
And it's, you know what? Very rarely, how many times have you said, we're going to do this thing and it's going to look like this, and you executed it to near perfection?
It's rare. Yeah, and as far as Carlton Landing goes, I'm going to say they surpassed it. They started with the design team from Seaside, Florida, and got planners, architects, engineers involved. And by 2010, they were working on development.
And you literally, from the moment you, when you look at it from the air, it looks like this remote community. Again, it almost, if you put Seaside, Florida and Carlton Landing next to each other, you would swear that they were connected in somehow universally.
Right. So one of the cool things, the first resident in Carlton Landing was Grant Humphreys.
Well, God, I hope so. Jiminy Christmas, he better have the pick of the litter.
So the town, if we can get to the actual town.
Yes.
The town was designed so that you never have to leave for anything, ever.
That sounds a little creepy. Like you can once you enter, you can never leave.
It's not that you
right.
can never leave.
But why would you want?
But you don't have to?
Yeah.
Dude, even if you're a really self-sufficient person, how many times you got to go into town?
Oh,
or how
man.
Many times does your going into town mean that you need to go to the next town over because you've got to go to the store that has the thing that your town doesn't have?
And then come to find out you get there and you're not the only person that needed it. And by the time you get there, they don't have it. There's
right.
been a lot of that. And if you look again where they're located, they better have everything because I'm telling you, it's on the peninsula. It's out there in the middle, in the midst, not necessarily of nowhere. It's a beautiful nowhere, you know, but it's Sticksville, USA.
Well, I mean, Eufaula is a big lake.
It is a huge lake.
So if you're on a place where it's quiet enough for your community to have a quiet community, then you're probably a little ways away from the nearest busy intersection.
I mean, can you imagine living in a town where everybody knows your name?
Why do you have to make it sound creepy?
But it sounds like...
So speaking okay. of busy intersections,
yes.
this town has none. The entire place is designed to be walkable via connected sidewalks and boardwalks. There are roads, but most of the time people are walking.
Yeah, or riding bikes.
Absolutely, which if you visit the town, they've got bike rentals. You can rent a bike and just stroll around town on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Today not being one
not
of those.
Hell, I'd do it today. Okay, so a close-knit community like that that's kind of fit in one area. My question is, are you sitting on top of each other? What's the living situation?
No, for starters, I don't know who does all the landscaping and stuff, but it looks like it's all done professionally.
Oh yeah.
Nonstop. But all of a lot of the cottages face each other. They all have these big front porches, and it's really to encourage people to, you know,
Howdy neighbor. Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, okay. I'm just trying to catch up. I'm not used to having a sustainable community where you never have to leave. I always think of, my head always goes to a horror movie. This sounds more like a dream come true. So, if they have everything you need, what does that mean?
Well, for starters, they have a lot of community built events
mm-hmm.
that not only take place in the area, but it's by the people in the area,
right.
with the people in the area. So they've got dinners and holiday parties and like lots of outdoor activities, barbecues,
mm-hmm.
wedding receptions.
Wow.
Just because the way the town is built, the way
right.
the place is designed, it encourages it. And you're literally, you're talking to 90% of your neighbors on a regular basis because guess what? You're walking your dog, they're walking their dog.
Right.
They even have yoga, like the town has a morning yoga session
really?
In the park.
That's too cool. So food wise, how do you get, what's your main source of nutrients?
Well, for starters, they have their own community garden, which
okay.
only makes sense, especially since, you know, they advertise as being a sustainable community.
Right.
But again, it's one of those activities. It's at the center of town. Everybody comes together to plant and pick tomatoes and that sort of stuff. But they have a town farmer that delivers fresh produce and goods to the residents.
And with that being said, surely they've got some type of a farmer's market. Everything has got to be would have to be locally sourced. It can't. I don't see a lot of. I'm going to the general store to get a pack of bologna. You know what I mean? Everything's got to be homemade and sourced from the ground.
Again, I don't know why you're making this sound like some sort of weird cult in the mountains.
I'm not saying it's a cult.
They literally have a general store.
I know, but I want to go here. But I'm afraid when I get there, then I'm going to have to wear like a white gown or something. Or something's going to happen to me. It just seems too perfect. It's just too perfect.
Okay, so I get where you're going then. It's too perfect for you. It's too awesome for you.
It is too awesome. I don't think they would have to mow the yard for me. I'm terrible. I don't like to mow the yard. The landscaping is meticulously cared for. I want to pass the prerequisites, but I don't know.
So I was looking through their Instagram page.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that their town farmer dresses better than I do.
Does he really?
Yes.
Tell me how he dresses.
Dude, he looks professional.
He looks like a professional farmer? Well, most farmers are professional.
No, he doesn't look like a professional farmer. He looks professional.
Oh, if he looked like Old MacDonald or something like that.
No, but what I'm saying is, the guy digs in dirt for a living.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't look like he digs in the dirt.
He's more meticulous and clean.
Yeah.
Than I am when I dressed up to go someplace.
Yeah, and looking at these, just looking at the rest of the photographs, they have a boardwalk. It just, oh my god, it's just right out. It's out of a movie. It's so cool.
All of their activities look like they're made for a beer commercial.
Yeah.
Like, everything is perfect.
Everything is perfect.
It's amazing to me, the level of commitment in the community to mm-hmm. the community.
Yeah.
Which I get where you think that it might look too perfect. But I'm of the opinion that there aren't actually no robot people at Carlton Landing.
It's not Westworld or Stepford Wives or anything like that.
Right. But they've got all sorts of activities. And the views here are amazing.
They are.
I mean, they're extraordinary. But they have a community pool. They've got parks all over.
Right.
And the places that aren't parks look like parks.
Well, and their big central park is called Firefly Park. It's this big, sprawling, green, beautiful, well-kept.
They've got a boat club. You can rent boats and water toys without all the hassle of owning a boat. I don't know if anybody out there owns a boat, but...
Oh, I'm sure they do.
No, I mean, like, listening... I don't know if any of our listeners are boat owners, mm-hmm. but if you are, you know it's a pain in the butt.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of... It's probably... I would liken it to, if you're a boat owner, you're kind of like a camper owner. You got to stop by the... You know? You got to stop by the place and check the oil and do the ja-ja-ja. But with this, you don't have to. But they do have a marina. A huge boat marina.
Absolutely. And it is done. I don't even know how to explain. You've got to look at their website. You've got to look at their Instagram page. We've done such a crappy job of explaining the beauty and splendor that is Carlton Landing that we should be fired.
We should definitely be fired. If anyone is listening, we are empowering you to do a citizen's arrest because we are our own boss.
So that's all of the good news about Carlton Landing.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about some of the bad news?
There's always, other than the fact that you ever seen this TV show Under the Dome? It's kind of maybe a little bit like that, but no. What's the bad news?
There are no aliens.
There are no aliens. Do you remember on Under the Dome when the dome dropped and cut the cow in half and it just went, just slid down? I don't think that's going to happen here, but there's always something. There's always a caveat. What is it?
There are no hotels at Carlton Landing. You can't just go there and get you a room.
Right.
that have vacation rentals.
Yeah.
Or they still have a few houses that become available now and then if you want to move there. But there is no checking in at the last minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To get into this community. Of course, it's not a closed off community or anything. So, again, you could go there and rent a bike, walk around town, that sort of thing. But if you're looking to spend the night, you got to do your homework.
You better do your homework and you better be planning now for next year. It, to me, it seems like to me they'd probably be booked solid.
I didn't see any available rentals currently, but if you are interested in a vacation rental home, check out their website. It's carltonlanding.com.
And, you know, as always, I think we did not a bad damn job of describing Carlton Landing. It's hard to, you can't paint a picture.
Words do not do this justice.
No, they really don't.
I live in Oklahoma. I know that things get dusty from the blowing wind. I know that the water is oftentimes
muddy,
the color of red clay.
Right.
This place looks like a movie set. I don't know how to put it any other way.
It looks like if the water even tried to turn, they would like pull a gun on it and say, ah, don't do it. Don't you even think about it.
I think there's somebody out there with spray paint the water there's blue.
They're doing something, and you definitely need to check it out. It's Carlton Landing up there in the Lake Eufaula area. But for us, check us out. OnlyInOKShow.com. New episodes every week coming at you.
This has been the Only in OK Show. I am Harley.
And I'm Brett.
And we're out of here.
Peace.
We'll live with that. We'll figure it out.
It's fine.
I'll make it work. I can work it out. Anything you did a voice in?
Yeah, anything I did a voice in?
They've been trying to cancel Bill Burr since cancel culture started.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, see, the problem with that is Bill Burr's never going to apologize for anything.
Yeah.
And the people that care don't matter, and the people that matter don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill Burr, man. I mean, he's a funny guy.
He is.
But you don't want to get into a war of words with him, because he'll slice and dice you up pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, she'll either, her water will break while we're there or when we get back. Because I just don't have time to take off. I'll be 6 weeks of extensive, intensive baby juggling. I don't think I need that much, but to be fair, I didn't get to take hardly any last time because I didn't have any.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally started the job in February. We had a baby in April, and I begged them to let me go, and they paid me for it, which was cool. But I think I took, like, I don't know, 2 weeks. I'm looking forward to fast-forwarding to a year from now. Carson will be almost 2. Mason will be almost 1. They'll be a little easier to handle.
Yeah.
Because, man, I don't know what she's going to do. Like, I've legitimately been trying to think of how the hell are we going to have her work from home. And, I mean, the girl's going to be spinning plates and probably crying in between naps. Anyway.
It's your fault.
It is my fault. And 3, 2, 1. Ever wanted to go to the set of the Truman Show?
3, 2, 1. Ever wanted to go to baseball?
I'm going to tell you about a place in Eufaula. I'm Harry Carey. Anyway, 3, 2, 1.
Why don't you follow us up to...
Hey! Why don't you intro the show like that? Why?
Because that's stupid.
How is it stupid?
Dude, it's the lamest play on words ever.
What if I do it?
You follow us up the road.
Wait. Okay, I got it.
We lead, you follow.
I was kind of leaning in that direction. I was going to throw that in there at the end. Make it a decent intro and throw that in there. That way, I mean, you wouldn't have the heart to delete it then.
If you did a good job, I don't have the heart to delete it. Like, it literally just depends on whether what you say makes sense and if it sounds good. Okay. Like, not vocally, but, like, sound-wise.
Real, I gotta say one thing.
Yeah.
Like, something stupid.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Boom.
I got it. 3, 2, 1.